Hello, and welcome to Parking Thought, the podcast and YouTube channel where we share our thoughts when we park, sometimes in a chair, oftentimes in a car. You're going to want to like and subscribe wherever you happen to find us. Our mission is to help make sure we don't overlook the good in the world. On this show, we explore the contribution of systems and people we often take for granted. Curiosity, meet gratitude. My name is Jacob, and I am glad you're here today. In this edition, we're going to be talking about integrity. And I'm going to be referencing an old movie on this one, right? Because I think it helps to explain the point pretty well. And of course, that movie wasn't just a movie, it was also a play. And so I'll tell you a little bit about that in a second. I want to talk about what integrity is, because there's a dictionary definition out there, and I'm not going to read it to you. And the reason why is because I think it's good if we look at our own personal definition for this word, because I think it matters to us as a person, right? So integrity, we often overlook, right? We often don't take the time to fully explore what this word means to us. And so I'd like to present that we, as an audience, adopt the definition or adopt the idea that your integrity is the part of yourself that is you. Nobody else controls it. Nobody else can change it. Your integrity is what you own. And now, to protect your integrity, there's a great two-letter word, one-syllable, two-letter word I'd like to share with you guys, and that is the word no. No is one of the best ways to protect your integrity. And that doesn't mean that you just don't or do anything and you always say no to everything every time anybody asks you to do. But one of the things that often catches us up in life is we are so connected to a network and we are so busy and so talented that people ask us to do things. If people are not asking you to do things, then that might be an indicator of something else we could discuss on another episode. But in general, people are going to ask you to do things and you may want to say no, right? No is a perfectly acceptable response. And once you start saying it, it's okay to say, and realizing that, it'll help you be able to be more confident that you're doing not just as much as you can to contribute, but the right things to contribute or the right amount of things to contribute. You should be in charge of that. But let's go back to our definition or pseudo definition of integrity is the part of you that only you control, right? You are in control of your integrity. It's the part of you that you're going to get measured on. It's pretty much everything there is about you. It's the who you are when somebody asks who you are, right? So when we talk about our integrity or when somebody asks us who we are, you know, we can respond in lots of different ways. I'm a father, I'm a husband, I can define myself by my employment, right? And these are areas where my integrity is measured. You know, do I keep my commitments to my spouse and my children? Do I keep my commitments at work, right, where I'm measured and compensated for my employment and the effort I put there? You know, do I do all of those things? That's my integrity, right? That's how it's measured all the way around. Now, I'm not perfect. I don't think anybody has perfect integrity. And I want to advise our audience not to measure yourself on some unidealistic, you know, measurement, right? You're in control of your integrity, and taking control doesn't mean putting yourself at an unrealistic expectation of always doing the right thing. It is much healthier, much better for you and society if your integrity is based upon how you learn, right? Define yourself by how you learn, how you develop, right? So it's not that I was able to do everything that I said I was going to do, it's that I learned from the things I might not have gotten to, so that way I can be more protective. And that's where no comes in. You will learn if you decide to own your integrity, if you see it as truly the part of you that you own, you will decide to start protecting that in different ways and learning about it. What does that mean? How do you grow? How do you develop? How do you learn in a way so that way when somebody asks you to do something, you can be able to deliver what they are asking you to do? And that's a good thing to know. Now, I did say I was going to mention an old movie, and I do love this movie. And before that, it was a play. So you might have seen it in both cases. It was written by a guy by the name of Robert Bolt. Now, Robert Bolt wrote a few great epic things in his day and was very well respected as a playwright and as a scriptwriter. And you might know Lawrence of Arabia, a very, very long movie. right? But very well done, and the acting and directing and the editing are all influential in the history of film. And so if you've watched anything in a modern film perspective, Lawrence of Arabia has been one of those things that helped people decide how to edit and other things like that. So it's very influential from that perspective. But we're not going to talk about Lawrence of Arabia today, because Robert Bolt's other movie that is less epic, right, from a length standpoint, and less cinematic from that standpoint, is the play and the movie A Man for All Seasons. And A Man for All Seasons looks at the life of Sir Thomas More. Now, this is a different Thomas More than the guy who wrote Believe Me With All Those Endearing Young Charms, which is a great, fun song. That guy was not in English. Thomas More, right, was the guy known for being beheaded for not supporting Henry V's marriages, or marriage, you know, or Henry VIII's marriages, right? So we all know Henry VIII was this guy who had lots of wives, but he didn't start out having lots of wives. He had them one at a time, and he wanted to have a divorce. And essentially what he did is created the Church of England, right? So the Church of England is a, you know, broke off from the Catholic Church and decided that the king was the supreme leader of the church in England. And Thomas More had an issue with that. He believed that the line of authority went from Christ to Peter, from Peter to the bishops of Rome, and then from the bishops of Rome passed down through the Pope, you know, and that's kind of that line of authority. And Sir Thomas More was very keen on that. And because of that, he couldn't support the activities that would honor the king as the supreme leader of the church in England. And he didn't say anything about it. He kept his mouth shut, which meant legally they couldn't do anything to him. So they locked him in the Tower of London, and they waited and waited and waited until finally he was charged. And as the play describes a man with little integrity, little choice over their own action, making the decision to lie about Sir Thomas More's activities and statements on the subject, and that they were able to use that as evidence and then let Sir Thomas More be beheaded, which is a pretty sad ending. But the way the play is presented, you know, gives Sir Thomas More the opportunity to explain to his family and to his friends, you know, what it is that's keeping him from changing course, why a belief would be worth dying for, you know. And I think we need a little more of that. We need to take the time, especially around the holidays, to reflect back on who we are, how we define our integrity, how we define that part of ourselves that we're measured by, that is just us. Take the time to look and reflect on that, and then decide how passionately we want to hold to that, right? So Sir Thomas More in this film is already brought to a conclusion, right? But it was the process of learning and developing his integrity that allowed him to get to that conclusion and strongly believe it. And that is perfectly a great way to live a life, right? So take a look at your integrity. Take a look at the opportunities you have to grow and develop and learn about who you are. And you'll find yourself having an easier time being firm on what you believe in, right? Still with the opportunity to learn in case what we believe in is wrong, right? I'm not talking about stubbornness. I'm talking about holding on to a belief and then reassessing it in a way that may lead us to the same conclusion over and over and over again until a better one comes along. And that would be a great way to live. So your integrity, or the way I'm going to define integrity for this audience, and I love having these conversations with you guys, is that integrity is the part of you that nobody else controls. It's the part of you that is only you. It's not anything else. It's not anyone else. All right, at this point, this is a great time to end this episode. Thank you guys for joining. Like and subscribe wherever you happen to find us. And if you want to find us on your podcast app of choice so you can have it delivered directly to you whenever an episode is posted, you can find us over at Spotify, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, CastBox, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and Stitcher. And I still don't know if people make it all the way through the end of the episode. Podcasting doesn't tell me that. But at the end of every episode, I ask you guys and remind you guys to remember then in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?